And good evening, everybody. Is everybody here for Visual Studio Tools for Machine Learning? Yeah? Awesome. You're in the right place. So my name is Joanna Podgoetsky, and I'm a program manager in the Cortana Intelligence Partner Ecosystem team. And I have here Julie Cosimano with me.
Hi, everyone. Good evening.
So hopefully everybody's feeling really energized and awake after a really long day. Did you guys enjoy the keynote?
Yeah.
It was pretty amazing, and that's like almost 12 hours for you guys, so nice going. All right, so what we're going to be talking about today is machine learning tools for Visual Studio. I'm going to be talking to you about Python tools for Visual Studio, and I'll be talking a little bit around the new features of Visual Studio 2017 in relation to Python. We'll touch very briefly on F# tools, and then my fellow Australian friend Julie over here will take you through our tools for Visual Studio. All right, so first thing I want to point out is something that is pretty exciting in my opinion. So those of you who have worked with Python in the past, especially in relation to Visual Studio, you would have had to install Python as a feature of Visual Studio in 2015, right? So you would add it in as a feature. With Visual Studio 2017, we now have this concept of workloads. So you can actually install a data science and analytical workload for your Visual Studio 27 environment. Pretty awesome, in my opinion, right? Especially for those of us that are data scientists. Any data scientists here today? Two? Three? Okay. So the rest of you are hopefully aspiring data scientists or machine learning enthusiasts. So here we have the data science and analytical application. So if I check that, then what you'll notice on the right-hand side is that I have F# language support, I have Python language support, R language support, and Anaconda, as well as a cookie cutter template support that you can actually install as part of your Visual Studio 2017 installation. So if you're a data scientist, you pretty much have all the tools that you need to get started. Those of you who are just interested in Python workloads and not necessarily having all of those data science specific workloads installed out of the box and you want a smaller installation, you can go for the Python development workload and then just install what you need. Okay, so in this instance, we're interested in the data science and analytical applications workload, which is what I have pre-installed. So let's get to the good part. So I'm going to go into my Visual Studio environment. So this session is titled Visual Studio Tools for Machine Learning. So I want to point out, first of all, if you're a data scientist or somebody that's just getting into machine learning, straight out of the box with your installation, you get a classifier project, a clustering project, and a regression project to get you started in all of those specific data science workloads straight out of the box, which is pretty cool. And it comes loaded with examples of how you can actually get running with those particular algorithm types. And so that's pretty cool. Now, the next thing I want to point out is on the right-hand side, you can see that there's the Python environments. So out of the box, you've got Anaconda 4.1, 4.3, and Python 3.6, and you can switch between these workloads as it suits you. And you can also set them as your default environment. So if I wanted to work in Anaconda 4.1, I would just select make this the default environment for new projects. So in this really simple piece of code, I'm just going to be importing some packages. And the first thing I want to draw your attention to is that I can actually do a control enter on any section of my code and have that run in the REPL interactively, which is pretty cool. So has anybody here used Jupyter Notebooks before to run Python? So you know how you can step through each section? You can do the exact same thing here in Visual Studio 2017. So if I just go into one of my Python notebooks, so if I'm already working in a Jupyter notebook and I want to load that notebook or my Python script into my Visual Studio 2017 environment, I can just basically say file download as Python and save that locally, open that up in my Visual Studio environment and step through the code the same way I would in my Python notebook. So just going back to my code here. So this script is doing something very simple. It's just importing a Pokemon data set from Pokemon Go. So defense, attack, and hit point statistics, nothing too fancy. And then I'm importing a Seaborn package, which is one of my favorite packages for visualizations. You get some really nice visualizations with the Seaborn package. Now, if I didn't happen to have that particular package installed, that's no big deal, because all I do is go into packages, and then I can just search for any package that I might be missing, and I can just install it straight from my Visual Studio 2017 Python environment, which in my opinion is a pretty cool thing. So the last thing in this particular area that I want to touch upon is the IntelliSense. So all of these Python environments come loaded with IntelliSense, and IntelliSense is always updated. So you can just get the latest update of that IntelliSense database by refreshing the IntelliSense DB. Pretty simple. Okay, the other thing I wanted to point out as well is that in Visual Studio 2017, or with Python tools for Visual Studio in general, you have the ability to do remote debugging. You can also do mixed mode debugging. So if you have C# code that you're running that's invoking Python and vice versa, you can actually go ahead and do mixed mode debugging if you want to. You can also do unit testing, and you can basically assume, if those of you who are C# developers, you can do debugging and unit testing and source control and version control the same way that you would normally be used to. One last thing I wanted to touch upon. Besides the source control and the debugging, you also have this cookie cutter template. So anybody familiar with cookie cutter templates for Python? So basically, cookie cutter templates are just templates that you can download off GitHub. They're open source templates, which are essentially end-to-end solutions. And they're all available on GitHub, and you can basically browse any solution, any cookie cutter template that you want. So for example, I might be interested in Azure-specific cookie cutter template. So I can just go ahead and search for it. And the cool thing about this is if I just right-click, I can just go straight to the GitHub home and browse that cookie cutter template, see if it's something that I might be interested in using and implementing into my code. And then I can go ahead and actually download it. So that's going to clone that cookie cutter template to my Visual Studio, to my local environment. I can choose where I'm going to create that cookie cutter template to on my local file system. And then I can also customize particular parameters, such as what Python version I'm using for that cookie cutter template, as well as my CPU architecture. And then I can just go ahead and click create. Okay, so there's a few really awesome tools. You've got Python interactive mode, you've got the ability to do remote debugging, mixed mode debugging, you have the ability to switch between Python environments, interactive mode by stepping through your code and hitting Control Enter, basically allows you to step through the code. And so those are some of the highlights. So with that, I'm going to hand over to my good friend Julie, who's going to talk to you about R tools for Visual Studio.
Okay. How many of you are R programmers? Okay. That's all right. How many of you are interested in learning R? Yeah. Good stuff. Okay. So I'm going to show you RTVS, which is R tools for Visual Studio. Anyone using Visual Studio 2015 now? Awesome. So RTVS, you can download as an add-in to Visual Studio 2015. And if you're using Visual Studio 2017, it should be come integrated. I think it's going to be announced in build, so in this week. So let me get started with RTVS. I have my Visual Studio 2015 open here. So if you want to, once you have RTVS installed, if you click on File, New Project, it should show you the R project. It's pretty handy. So I've got one loaded here already. So it will look something like this. So you'll the project will create it inside the solution. You'll have the R project and then the new script. If you're new to R, or if you're familiar with R, you'll be working with R Interactive. So that's where you can type in the command. For example, you can type in just 1 + 1 gives you 2, etc. And you can do plotting. I'll show you in a minute. Now, if you're a seasoned or an expert R programmers, you might be working with multiple versions of R servers or R workspaces. So inside Visual Studio 2015 or 2017, you can actually manage your R space, your R workspace here. So at the moment, I'm just connected to my Microsoft R server. But if you're using SQL Server 2016, it has an R integrated in it, so you can connect to that server too. But for now, I'll just demo the Microsoft R Server one. So let me show you the tool tips that I find really, really handy. So let me scroll up here, that way it's easier to see. So if I type in, for example, a function I want to call plot, but I don't have to complete it all just by typing a few characters. That's the wrong one, but let me just start again. There you go. So I get to choose which ones I want, like, for example, plot here. And then usually our server comes with a sample data set. So in this case, I'm just going to use the empty cars data set. So it will be able to provide you with the intelligence so you can see. Oops, wrong buttons. Right, yeah. So if I click enter, then it's going to create a plot on the bottom here. And obviously, if you're familiar with Visual Studio, you can just drag and drop the windows, right? So at the moment, I'm just going to leave it down there for now. Now, let me switch over to a project that I have created earlier. So let's switch here. Yeah. All right, so I'm going to show you the next tip, which is a variable explorer. So assume that I'm going to just create a variable called my data. Let's just call it my data. If I click equal, then if I use my tab, if I click a tab button, then it's going to convert it to the normal R, you know, the normal R operator here. So I can put my data, and then let's just put Cultural Iris. And if I click Control Enter, it will execute it on the R interactive area. So notice this one here. Now, I have a new variable called my data. And then if you look at the variable explorer here, you'll be able to see it here too. Right, this is my data. It's actually right here. Now, if I click on the magnifying glass, I'll get to see the content of that. So in case you forget what your variable actually contains, the actual data set, you can simply click on that. And then if you're like me, I actually quite like using Excel, I can click on the Excel button, and then it will just import it to Excel straight away so that I can do more analysis. That's if you want to. So I'm just going to switch back and then close this a little bit. Yeah. All right. So if you're familiar with R already, you're likely to work with several different packages. So the one package that I want to use is actually Qplot. So let me switch over to my other script, just this one here. So notice if I want to type in Qplot here, at the moment it's already showing that Qplot is already available. That's because the ggplot package that I'm using, it's already loaded. Assuming that I haven't got it loaded, and I have to click the button here to preload it. And what's going to happen in the background is that it's going to call the function to load, which is the library. So what's cool about it as well is that you can do other sort of searching. For example, let's call the G data, for example. It can do the search. It's really nice, really handy right there. All right, so let's get going with my plotting. So let me switch to the R interactive. Let me remove this. Let me create a new plot. So Control Enter, then it's going to create a new plot right here. I can also create a new device by or new plot window by clicking on this button on the corner here. Assuming you're working with multiple plots, so let me uncomment that and click Enter. Now, I've got a new plot here. So far, I've been working with two plots in this particular solutions, right? So if I want to go back to the plot, the previous ones that I've created, I can switch back to my plot history and then click on the ones that I want to show again. So it's actually pretty handy if you're dealing with multiple data visualizations. It's really handy when you do that. Now let me show you another tip here where you're working with a function. So have a look at my variable explorer here. I don't have any function called myIrisSummary. So let me execute that. So I've got another script where I have my myIrisSummary function defined. So when I do that, it will show in the variable explorer too. So pretty good here. Now assuming that I'm going back to my coding here, let me uncomment this one. Assuming I'm using my myIrisSummary, but I forgot what was it before that I defined in the myIrisSummary. If I right click and then click on pick definition, so this guy here, right? If I click on that, let me go back. Click on pick definition, it will tell me the definition within the code itself. So not only, you know, now you're using Visual Studio, which is, you know, our familiar tool, you know, to work on several different projects, you can also add our project to your existing solution and everything is like coming integrated. So that's what I love about Visual Studio. All right, so I'm gonna close this. Now as a developer, obviously, you know, as a developer, you would probably want to do some debugging, right? So it's very familiar, it's very common to define a breakpoint. So what I'm gonna do here is to attach debugger, which is a button that sits on the top of the R interactive here. So I attach this script to the debugger and then I'll add it to the source R script. And then if I switch over to the script where I'm gonna call it from, which is this guy here, I can right click on that and click on source R script. What's going to do is it's gonna execute and then go to that breakpoint that I have defined. And what's cool is if I hover on top of the DI variable here, I get to see what the data might look like or will look like. So I can even click on the magnifying glass again and look at, you know, what the data set looks like at the time that the breakpoint got hit. Now to continue, I just play the resume button and then it will just continue executing as normal. Now, last but not least, who's using SQL Server today? Okay, great. How many of you have tried SQL Server 2016? Oh, that's pretty good. You should check out SQL Server and R. So I'm gonna show you this very last step that I wanna show you is how to add SQL Server stored procedure R template. So if I'm gonna click on add and then click on new item, amongst the list, you get to see RMD, which is R Markdown. You're probably familiar with it if you're coming from the data science background. But for SQL stored procedure R, I've got a template here. So all I'm gonna do is just click add. What it's going to do, it's actually gonna create a group of three files. So let me zoom in here. So it just created these three files here. The first one is the R code that you want to execute. The second one, which is a SQL file, it's going to be the input to your R code that you want to do the analysis or transformation or predictive analysis. And then the last one here is the template that you kind of have to fill in a little bit to merge it all together, and that can get published to your database environment. So Now let me switch over to my stored procedure or my connection to database. Now notice, let me connect again. All right. So if I execute this, it should say that your stored procedure is not found. That's great, because I want to define it. So let's go back to my solution explorer. I have one SQL stored template created already. Let me switch over to that. So this is the R code that I've got. This is the input to the R code that I want to execute. So it's actually predicting whether the taxi right in New York City, they're going to get tipped or not based on a few variables. And this is the template that I have already modified so that it will fit together. So if I go back here and go to R tools, data, and then click on the publish with options, and then just click publish, it should publish to my database now. So the R code, the input, all merged together, published to the SQL Server environment. will just take a few seconds. All right, so on the bottom, it actually says that the publishing is already completed. And then now I can run my stored procedure. It should be able to run and give me 10 scores. All right,
awesome.
So that's it. Switch over. So I pretty much have shown you the R workspace, IntelliSense with tooltips, Variable Explorer, Package Manager, Plot History, Peak Definitions, Debug, SQL Server, and R Template to get you started. Hopefully you've enjoyed the session.
So here's some useful resources. And if you want to reach out, ask us any questions, these are our contact details. Thank you so much for sticking around. Have an awesome night.
If you're using SQL Server with R, let me know because I have... So if you have, if you're using SQL Server and R, or you're a data scientist, or you're working with AI and ML, please come over because I have a survey and some candies that I can share. I'm looking for feedback here. Thank you.